Hachette Audio presents This Much Country, a memoir. Written by Kristen Knight Pace. Read by the author. Includes a bonus PDF of photographs. Dedication for Mom and Dad. Prologue. Yukon Quest Trail. Where Woodchopper Creek met the Yukon River, blown snow whipped across the ice like big white sheets, curling and unfurling on a mile-long clothesline. Trail markers lay like fallen soldiers, splintered by the dog sleds that had come through before me. We were traveling on the frozen Yukon River, and I was in the first stages of a gripping panic. Miles ago, Lance and his team had been just ahead of me, but now they were a long, dark ghost in the far distance, already across the entire river valley from us. The next team was a day behind us, and the trail was disappearing. At the head of my 12-dog team, my lead dog Solo hopscotched from one patch of snow to the next, linking them together over slippery, wind-polished glare ice peppered with sharp shale. His nose was to the ground as he sniffed for the scent of teams who had come before us, giving him hints about where to go. But the wind was blowing away their trail one gust at a time. It was a Chinook, incessant and warm, heralding a new weather system that was sweeping in and erasing the extreme cold of the past week. My giant white windbreaker flapped loudly, whipping against my body, catching air like a sail. But as we hugged turns in the river and thus became sheltered from the wind, last week's remnant minus 40 degree Fahrenheit cold seeped up from the Yukon, a bitter reminder of the fickle flux of this place. Alongside the frozen ramparts of jagged, jammed-up ice, the dogs' ears perked up, and they stared down at the trail. Out of the wind, it was quiet enough that they could hear water pulsing a few feet below us, under the ice. It was frightening, and I imagined my sled crashing through the ice and falling into the river. And now that Lance was leaving me behind, there would be no one to help us. Ahead, the Yukon was a cracked and expansive sea, claiming the entire landscape. As Lance's team surged and disappeared into the distance, my team kept stopping for one reason or another. The dogs found prior team snacks on the ground and stopped to chew them out of the ice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?